If the highest spiritual realization is to be surrendered and submissive to the will of God, symbolized by Islam, why are the other steps necessary? I actually had a Muslim one time ask me this. She felt that if her religion taught the highest spiritual realization, that is what I shared with her, then what else is necessary? If one is surrendered and submissive to the will of God, why is it necessary to awaken the spiritual forces, etc.?
Yeah, that is the question I think it was asked from Saraji. As we told a Muslim person, asked her, well, she was explaining her teaching and told her that, well, Muslim Islam is the highest spiritual realization, which means to be surrendered and submissive to the will of God. And she said, well, if that's true, then why do I need the seventh seal? I already have the highest spiritual realization that given by God. Now, of course, I have answered that question before. Now I will ask you guys, what do you think the answer is? Okay, I see a volunteer to answer the question. What is the answer? What is microphone?
Do I have to?
Yeah. So do you want to see the question? Do you want to see if that's been connected with what is happening with my
microphone?
You can bring the microphone down if you want. It's just that's all. Okay.
Okay. I don't think that you can get to the complete highest spiritual realization unless you awaken your spiritual forces and get between which is light and dark between and God's different environment, because you can't get it all with just one. You can't win a battle with just tanks.
Okay. Okay. Kyosha wants to get the
Just to elaborate a little bit on what Isaac said, I think it's very important the way that the steps are successive.
Don't be in front of me, because you've got to be low.
We're fixing the microphone. I think it's really important the way the steps are successive, one after another, awakening your spiritual forces, and then bringing communities together, and then learning to sacrifice within the community. And I don't see how you could be surrendered and submissive without having gone through those successive steps, that you need to go through the previous steps in order to get to that place that you can reach the highest spiritual realization.
Very good, very good.
What about anybody?
Let's open the channel to see if anybody in the internet wants to answer this question. What do you mean by that?
Everyone. I'm seeing that a person could be surrendered and submissive to God, but maybe they would not know how to meditate to awaken spiritual forces.
You can't do one without maybe you're surrendered and submissive to God. Because at the moment that somebody, maybe you're surrendered and submissive to God, but you don't sacrifice.
Is this
the fighting? No. Okay. Maybe you're surrendered and submissive to God, but you don't sacrifice. And so you chose.
When they said you sing, you've got people with the microphone. You cannot tell us only. If you want to say something, go to the microphone. Are we in?
The microphone, go to him.
Are we in? Okay. Okay, open the microphone. Okay, well, how can you know the, what the will of God is to surrender and submissive to? Okay, I'm the highest spiritual realization is to surrender and submit to God. Okay, what does a Muslim know what is the will of God is? A Muslim only knows that the will of God is what Prophet Muhammad told them. Okay, of course, he also preached the community, preached the sacrifice, preached the, you know, turning a submissive to God. But universalism? Did he teach that you have to become universalist and, you know, include everyone? And then you become a paravipra or an elect? He did not, you know, do that. And also, who so clearly and precisely explains what the will of God is, what the mission? Who explains what, where the awakening of the spiritual forces or the mystical path falls? Okay, for Hindus or Buddhists or the mystics, they think they have the answer. The answer is to merge to God, to awaken your spiritual forces. Then what? Or their remedies or their goal is to merge to God and escape the world. What is that the will of God? To escape the world? To go to the mountain, forget about the society, forget about the community, and only be selfishly pursuing your own salvation without considering anybody else's? Is that the will of God? Then they are surrender and submissive to the will of God anyway, because that's what they believe the will of God is. Okay. Or you can, you know, become a Jew or a Hebrew and say, well, the will of God is we are the chosen people and we have to, you know, support our community and create Jewish, you know, state and Jewish, you know, communities or family and people, and we are the chosen people, and so we are the best, so we are the will following the will of God. Are they also not following the will of God? Aren't they believe that they have the highest spiritual realization because that's what they think the will of God is? Or is it? Or Christians say, well, we have the only Messiah in the world, and then we are following him, and he says, if you believe in me, your salvation is guaranteed. So I don't have to do anything. I don't have to believe in the Ten Commandments. I don't have to, you know, worship or do reminder 5 times, or 3 times, or 2 times a day, or like a Muslim do the namaz many times, or believe in, you know, all those things that is revealed as the law, or the things that they believe is a restriction in their belief. So I believe Christ died for me and my sins are forgiven, and I'm in heaven. I don't have to be Jew, I don't have to meditate, I don't have to awaken my spiritual forces. The only thing I have is to confess that Christ died for me, and that's it. I have the will of God. That is the will of God. Therefore, I am following the highest spiritual realization, because that's the will of God is. No. Okay, then, which one is the will of God? Which one is the true will of God then? You can see that you might believe that what is, you think the will of God is, but that is not the will of God. That is your conception, that is your religion, that's your understanding, that's where you were born, that's what you were being told, that's what you eventually believe that is the will of God. But then God reveals a revelation that there is going to be a 7 seals. There is going to be 7 revelations. And nobody knows my will until that 7 revelation come to humanity. Therefore, as we said before, everybody can say we're wrong for the last 2,000 years, because none of them really knew what is the exact will of God is. Of course, they have all mentioned it, they have brought it, they tried to, you know, give as much as information God gave it to them, but nobody opened the 7 seals, nobody opened the whole 7 revelations to humanity and said, well, this is it, this is the will of God. Okay. Now, Now, is the mystical path or the mystics are correct that the goal of the life is to merge to God and forget about the rest of humanity and the whole universe? You can say God said, no, I'm going to spill all of my mouth if you do that. And you can say it happens. Most of the mystics are, you know, they're naked, they are, you know, cold, they are in a mountain by themselves, or most mystical religion is the in India, which is a lot of poor and disease and neglection is in the society. He says what? The next step is, okay, meditate, awaken on a spiritual person, but don't become escapist. I don't like escapists. I don't want escapists. I want you direct that energy towards what? Creation of the communities of light. Now, who is the chosen one? The one who calls themselves Guru or Jews, or the ones who are working towards the creation of the communities of light? Those who work for the creation of the communities of light are what? Are the children of light. Isn't that Israel means children of light. Whoever follows and works for the creation of the communities of light is the children of light. Therefore we can see that Jews and Hebrews also are not completely following the will of God, but following what they believe. Now, after you go to the creation of God, what do you do? You have to sacrifice. You have to give up of yourself. You have to forget about yourself and put into the community for the benefit of everybody around you. Not all me, 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 me. If you say me, 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 do you belong to the community? You always say me, 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 me. No, you don't. Then you have to realize either I have to give up my I, or community is going to reject me. Just that's the process in community. Then you say you left alone. You know, the community is not with you and you are not this community. So that's the next step, that is that. So is anybody who believes that Christ died for them is gonna go to heaven if they're not awakening their spiritual forces, if they're not creating the communities of blood, if they're not sacrificing for it? You see, that is not the will of God either. The will of God is they have some truth in it. All of them have truth in it. Jews were chosen people when God chose them and brought the 12 tribes and show how God wants a community be built under His name. Yeah, they were chosen. But hanging into an idea that belonged to 6,000 years ago, it's gone. It's just like many times I said, Persians are still bragging about they were great empire once. Hey, it was 2,500 years ago. What happened to all this time? It don't hang up in some idea that 2,500 years ago was true. What are you now? Look at yourself and correctly and objectively, what are you at now? So we can see that. And Muslims are okay. We are surrendered and submitted to God, but do they know the first three steps? Do they awaken their spiritual forces? Do they meditate? How many Muslims meditate, sits and meditate in the God's will and awaken up in the forces? How many work towards the communities of light? Okay. I've been born there, I know not all of them do. Okay? So it's not something that somebody can come and say, yeah, we do. No, we don't. Okay. So I can bear they don't work towards the creation of the communities of light. They don't sacrifice. A lot of people come, they do not sacrifice at all. They're very selfishly, what is in it for me, attitude even prevails even in that societies. Okay? So we can say that even they don't know the four three first steps. Also, okay, the highest spiritual realization is to surrender and submit to the will of God. But again, it goes to what is the will of God? What does He want us to do? What does He reveal, or what did He reveal to humanity that can tell us, you know, what His will is? Then He says, okay, I am a mystery, it means nobody knows my will until the seventh angel comes. Now, if you are surrendered and submissive to the teaching of the seventh seal, and the great sign and the mission, then you have the highest grip of the spiritual realization.
That is what Islam means, really. Islam means when you are surrendered and submissive to the teaching of the mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine God, and I not only know it, but you follow it, you implement it in your life, you bring it to your, you know, life. You create an environment that people will come and join you, and you share and you sacrifice, and you create an environment that people can live a very comfortable, at the same time safe life, not completely comfortable like having everything that everybody has, but at least they have a, you know, physiological and safety needs been taken care of, and you can share with each other, and can create an environment that the young has a beautiful, nurturing, wonderful environment. Old has a place to, you know that she can stay there, live there, happily participate, and not to be, you know, afraid of outside or being left alone in the old age and all that. And the young be able to go out and work and bring, you know, resources to the community and share with each other, and at the same time feel that they can know their children are safe, and they, when they are old, they have a place to live. This is the community you have to work for, okay? And that is where the Eternal Divine Path comes in, and that is the answer to the all human problem, okay? Young doesn't have to be, you know, afraid and try to hoard money for their old age and retirement, because they're afraid if they don't, nobody's going to take care of them. That is terrible. That the people have to work all their life just to be afraid when they are old, no, they are not left alone in their somewhere in their small apartment, that just sometimes the heat wave comes to some from Chicago or to Dallas, Texas. We say old people die of heat. But they don't have air condition, they don't want to move, nobody knows them, they exist. What kind of life is it? It's terrible. What kind of a, you know, environment we have created that the old has to, you know, be left like that, you know, by themselves. Or sometimes I see people that are 85, 90, that they're in a car, they're driving to the grocery store. That's terrible, that a person that age, and she's so confused, she goes all over the road. You can see she's gonna crash to someone. At the highest, mortality is the crashing of older people, you know, when they don't know how to drive. And so we can see that all these things is resolved and solved in the communities of life. But how we can resolve it? But not being self-centered, selfish. To share, to be able to create a community. And you are, who are hearing this, you have to start doing it in your environment. You have to attract people and bring people to live with you, to share with you, to share with each other. It's not something that, you know, I can understand the mission. Now when you don't have any questions, now you have to start implementing it. Okay? You don't have questions means you know the mission. You have understood everything I said for the last 20 years. Great! I love it, you know, that I see eventually I don't have to answer any question because all the questions are answered. Now is the time to implement it. Bring it to your lives. Okay? Here we are sharing for 3-4 people here in this household, and I think with that sharing we made pretty nice environment for ourselves here without being afraid of the external world, and we have a loving and nurturing environment for Isaac. I wish there was hundreds of other kids here in the mission that we had the same kind of environment. We had our own school, you know, we had our own Sandia Prep, even better Sandia Prep, you know, and the kids would go to school and have a wonderful education, nurture, love, discipline, taught God, they realize what is the will of God, and then they grow up, they, you know, start from the very beginning to share with each other and sacrifice and awaken their spiritual forces, know the will of God, become a universalist and raise an elect. We haven't been like that. We've been born in an environment that it was selfish, it's self-centered, it's me. We've never learned these things. That therefore it's very difficult for us to implement them. So this is the mission that So all the answers is given, it's written down, and now it's time to implement it, and therefore it's also Islam means surrendering and submission to the will of God, but we have to know the will of God first before we can surrender and submission to it. Therefore our teaching and the seven seals is necessary, even understand Islam itself. Does that make sense? Okay, if there is any question or any follow-up of what we just discussed or whatever else, I just give you a couple of more minutes again. And don't be that silent all the time. Come on, get and participate in the discussion. You can open the channel for them to see if you have something to say. Okay, time to open the channel. What did you say? Am I in noise?
Yep.
Okay, I'm glad you're still there. I hope so. Well, anyway, another thing I wanted to mention tonight was that now in website, you can go and search not only the website.